Well, we talk about it every year, the dreaded weight gain as we indulge in our holiday favorites. So how can we enjoy what the season offers without packing on the pounds? Well, this year, WTOP is going to help you all along the way with a holiday eating guide from Thanksgiving on through the new year. And it's the Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge. And joining us now is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, we made it through Thanksgiving. How do we resume now our regular eating and exercise habits? Do we have to start with the scale again?
Well, yeah, you do have to get on the scale because you really need to know it's just a check. You know, how'd you do? Did you do okay? So I got on the scale this morning just to see the day after the weekend of Thanksgiving. And it was pretty close. So, you know, but that's just a measure to get a sense of where you are.
What is our goal this week then, if we want to pick up where we left off?
Yeah, so this week, we've had the feast. We've had all the fun and the family and the football games and the gatherings and all that stuff. So now it's back to, come on, let's get on track. We know from research that has been done at the National Institutes of Health that normal weight people only put on about a pound during the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's. But overweight people, and that's now two-thirds of us, overweight and obese people, they put on 2 pounds and they don't take it off in the spring. Mm. So that you get how this is going to go, that the 2 pounds this year, 2 pounds next year, pretty soon you really have something big to talk about. So that's why it's really important during the holiday season not to diet, but simply to keep your weight maintained at what it was before Thanksgiving. So basically, this week is all about just kind of getting back on track, getting back to your regular habits.
What do we need to consider as sort of eating goals as we start fresh?
I like to make this simple. So it turns out that only about 1 in 10 of us eat the recommended amounts of fruit and vegetables. So every time you're hungry, if you can think about reaching for a piece of fruit or reach for some, you know, carrots or something else, eat those first. And that will not only help you meet what we're supposed to be eating, but will help take a little bit of the edge off your appetite.
What counts as a serving when it comes to fruit?
Yeah, so this is the tricky part, right? And everybody gets confused about it, including me, so I have to look it up. A piece of fruit, so a small apple. And remember, now sometimes these apples have gotten gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice that too. So a smaller apple, medium apple, that's pretty much a serving. And while we think about 5 a day, because that used to be the old recommendation, the current recommendation, and it's going to sound daunting, but it's actually 9 servings a day. Think about the salad that you might have. Well, that's probably got 2 cups of lettuce and other things. So you're actually getting at least 2 servings. So it's not as hard to meet as you might think.
There also are some hidden vegetables that we can snack on.
That's right. And this is what I love. So do you think about tomato soup or bean soup or chili, particularly vegetarian chili? Those all count towards your vegetable intake for the day. So there are a lot of things. Salsa is another one. And also, so is guacamole. Of course, it's a little higher in calories, so you want to have a little less of that. But there are a lot of great ways. Hummus is another hidden vegetable. So you don't have to sit down and go, ooh, broccoli. I just watched the movie Inside Out, and the little girl hates broccoli, and so did, you know, a former president of ours. But basically, there are lots of fruits and vegetables that we can really love.
So are you suggesting that people diet now?
No, that would be awful. And I would feel like Scrooge if I did that. So nobody should diet right now. It's not a good time. Too many temptations. It's a time of celebration. But it's a great time to practice another skill, which is weight maintenance. And let's face it, if you've ever dieted, and most of us have, then the hard part is actually maintaining that weight loss. So this is a time to practice how you can maintain your weight, which is a skill that will serve you for the rest of your life.
If we decide, okay, we're going to eat more fruit and vegetables, how much more do we eat? And is there a difference between fresh versus canned?
So here's the great news about fruits and vegetables, because we like to think fresh and local, and that's great if you could do it. But sometimes that's more expensive. And as we get into winter, where we're not really going to see a lot of strawberries grown in Washington right now, and so you're starting to see things that are out of season, this is a time when you could switch to frozen or canned or dried, and they're all nutritionally equivalent. The one thing you want to watch is for the canned fruits and vegetables, that they don't have either maybe a syrup, which can have more calories, or a lot of sodium.
So you want them sort of in their natural juices,
natural
no
state.
Added.
Exactly. And what I love to do, so I keep a lot of frozen vegetables. And what's great, this time of year, a lot of grocery stores have them on sale. So I keep them in the freezer. You can defrost them quickly in the microwave. And then you can use them in pasta sauces or in omelets or in frittatas or a whole lot of other things. And they're great.
How much does physical activity factor in? Because really, you know, people can't lose weight without moving around and cutting back the calories.
That's right. It's an equation. Calories in, calories out. And those calories out are activity. So we all know we're a lot more sedentary than we should be. But here's the good thing. You don't have to go to the gym to get a lot of activity. So today, coming to the station, for example, I just parked my car about a block farther. There were a couple places out front, I gotta say. Now, that's not gonna help me run a marathon or anything, but it did help me burn a few extra calories, both coming and going. And those are the kinds of choices that you can make. So maybe it's taking the stairs or getting up every hour and walking around your office, or imagine instead of sending an email, actually going and talking to someone, probably shock them at first, but it's a way to, again, just stand up, get a little more activity, and every little bit of activity helps.
And it doesn't sound like a lot compared to an exotic workout, but compared to nothing, it's something.
It's something. And it just keeps your brain going a little bit more. It gives you a little more oxygen. You know, there are exercises you could do at your desk. I mean, you can walk around the block before you have lunch. You go a little farther to pick up lunch, or you get off a metro stop or a bus stop, one stop early, and walk the rest of the distance. So it doesn't have to be hard.